Good evening and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here with us this evening. We have a lot to get into. And, of course, it's Friday, which is always, always, always exciting for me. I have nothing planned this weekend. Not anything whatsoever. Not even a general idea of how I'm going to spend my time. I just do plan on enjoying the fact that, oh, I'm alive. It's a good place to be. Anyway, I'd like to welcome all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, or perhaps you're listening at franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, you know this already, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Had a little bit of a cold snap here in northwest Arkansas over the course of the day. Yeah, I don't know. We might have some snow, I guess, sometime in the forecast. But, you know, hey, it's February, right? These things happen. But obviously we're not getting pounded like some places are. It's been a crazy, crazy year. And, of course, with the freakish weather changes and everything else comes a lot of illness. Now, some people will say, well, that's technically because it's dramatic weather changes really quickly. People just get sick. You know, they go outside with wet hair and stuff like that. I don't know how much stock I put into that. In fact, I doubt that's true at all. But there are a lot of illnesses going on out there sweeping through America and the world. And we're going to talk about some of that with our guests this evening. And, well, what can I say? It's going to be very exciting because his information is just fantastic. I would trust any family member and have with this with health questions with this guy. And you know him, of course. You've been on the show a couple of times. His name, Alistair Jackson from the Total Wellness Group. So he'll be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about that type of stuff and probably go through some news stories as well because there are a plethora of those in regards to health and in other areas as well. Other things that are, of course, shaping up as we speak, of course, the UN Security Council window of opportunity for Iran expires on the 21st. I found out the actual expiration date is the 21st. So gold making some big gains lately, so has silver. So if you are somebody who is watching those markets, perhaps you maybe feel that there's something awry, something maybe about to drop, something going to happen. I don't know. It's very possible. But taking a look at what's going on with Iran, I think we have to be cognizant of that. Taking a look at what the Palestinian government has been doing lately, maybe you haven't noticed that. That's of high interest to me. Taking a look at Israel's latest provocation of the Palestinian people, and you know that has spiraled into pretty much all Muslims everywhere. That's very, very interesting. Maybe you've heard that. Maybe you have not. But if we get time, we'll cover all this stuff and more this evening. We'll also talk about Holocaust denial and different things happening in that field. And what else am I looking at here in my gigantic pile of things? Climate change, also of high interest these days. The UN, their Intergovernmental Climate Change Panel, or Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, yes, that's it, IPCC, has been in the process of releasing, you know, subsequent reports every week. And, you know, there's new information out there, too. And they're making a connection that I find to be extremely interesting, and I think you will as well. It's just an allegation. It's just an idea put forth. But that's really how most of these things snowball. It's just an opinion piece, a commentary that somebody makes a connection. And then, of course, that becomes part of the vernacular, the political talking points. And then these things just go further and further and further. So, gosh, we're seeing a heck of a lot of political stances that will probably be endorsed or contextualized in some fashion in the next few years here. So we must pay close attention, folks. We will do so this evening. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right. Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Talk of flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conflicts again and again.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. It's Friday night, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome. It's February 9th, 2007, about 9 minutes past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And we're going to talk about some health-related issues. It's one of my big passions, and certainly there's some big things going on out there in the world. And like I said, there's one person I trust implicitly with all matters of health, as well as a variety of other things, too. His name is Alistair Jackson from the Total Wellness Group, and we'll give out all of his contact info as the show progresses, phone numbers and whatnot. So make sure you have a pen and paper handy. But his website, of course, MadeiraMachines.com. Alistair, welcome.
Hey, good evening, Frank. Hello, everybody.
How are you, sir?
Oh, just peachy. Another day in paradise.
Yes, you keep saying that. I guess my definition of paradise is a little bit different than yours, although I know you're being sarcastic.
Well, I like to think positively, you know. There's good things to look forward to each day. And,
that's right.
See the maker's signature on the place, just an awful lot of graffiti around it, that's all.
You know, and you said that to me once, and I... That has really stuck with me about that. About that's perhaps one of the reasons why we all sort of want to stay around. Maybe the fear of death, of course, being the fear of the the fear of death is the fear of the unknown. Nobody really knows what all happens and what the process is like and all that jazz. But
yep.
But here, maybe we And I know some people say, oh, yeah, you know, I've seen God, you know, hundreds of times. He comes down and sits in the easy chair and we have conversations. Uh-huh. Pat Robertson, for example, right? He'd be one of those guys. But you know, again, for the rest of us, we only know, of course, faith required, I think, to a certain extent. But to the rest of us, you know, all we have is what reminds us of him. And like you said, his signature is graffiti all over the place. I love that.
Yes, well, I believe we have an innate awareness that you can't get all of what we see and experience from nothing, so there had to be an originator. It has far too much design for the idea of Stark evolution to be for real. If it was all started with a Big Bang, would somebody please tell me who lit the fuse? But then after that, we have this awareness of our spirituality. Our existence is much more than just our heart beating and our breath breathing and our working and all the rest of the things that we sort of accumulate around ourselves. There's this deep inner energy and awareness that we're here for a purpose and that there's a continuum that probably goes on beyond our death. And in the meantime, we've got something to fill up the space with, a whole lot of things to do. We get to having kids. We get to having a lot of responsibilities and connections and relationships, and love is affecting us and influencing us. And here we are doing our thing to, help make a difference.
Mm, well said. Well, obviously, it's that exact type of drive that has put you out there as somebody who's going to devote themselves to health, and you've been doing this for 30 years, and it's time for our biweekly checkup here, my friend, with the good doctor, and let's discuss exactly sort of the things that maybe you've been seeing as of late here with people, because everybody I'm coming in contact with, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of people here in town, I've known them for a long time. I've been getting a lot of panicked phone calls lately, and people will be saying, hey, look, my kids have got this cough and it won't go away, or my kids are just deathly ill, flu-esque, but something different, something maybe that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, definitely peculiar how so many different people of different age groups and basic physiology coming down with remarkably similar things. We've seen for probably now the better part of 12 weeks an incredible amount of sinus infections, upper respiratory problems, intestinal flu-like symptoms, people getting pukey and diarrhea and all these sort of things, temperatures. Now there's been a spate for about 3 weeks of skin eruptions, different rashes and eczema-looking things and canker sores in the mouth. I'm convinced that there's a lot of our exterior surfaces are being irritated by something, because your traditional methods of dealing with these things are normally very good for knocking out infection. The symptoms still tend to persist for a lot of people, which indicates it's not an infection, it's some type of irritation. An environmental irritant is getting to everybody, and the sinuses, and when you consider what I mean by exterior surfaces, the sinuses are exterior. They're open to the outside world, albeit turned inside out. There's just an irritating effect going on around the place, and of course we look to the heavens and see the chemtrails from time to time, but we wonder what else might be going on. Perhaps it's being affected by a combination of both chemical and frequency methods. I don't know. That's just all we can do is speculate, and one day hopefully somebody will tell us all of the details of things going on. There's certainly lots of information. But anyway, all I'm saying is we're in some kind of a war zone. The symptoms are those things, along with a certain amount of malaise, weakness, lethargy. And for those who are prone to mental stresses, there's a lot more depression than normal. And people say, well, it's wintertime and all of this, less sunshine. And maybe so, but I've been on this planet long enough now. We live in very interesting times. This is a war zone.
Well said. Well, another thing that you and I discussed just, I think it was this week, that people who had maybe a history of something come up, an inherent weakness in some area of their body or some area of their health, that is sort of coming back full bore, 100%, even if it's multiple things. Like, let's say you've been plagued by headaches, or let's say you've been plagued by ankle pain. You know, right now, you're getting headaches and ankle pain together. You're getting it all.
Yeah, it seems to be that if you're carrying any inherent weaknesses that you've developed or acquired over time, those things are going to be more likely to be causing trouble right now. Whether it's somebody who's inclined to have headaches or another person who has arthritis or, you know, come what may, digestive problems, or you always get a cold, you know, more easily than others, you're going to have a humdinger of a one right now.
Yes.
It's very interesting, and we seem to be just coming out of that phase. We're starting to have some breakthroughs, and people are settling down, but people have taken a hammering, and when I'm running... Well, I'm running our testing on people's basic physical fitness. We've got a very good testing system.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, by and large, has got very low reserves of physical fitness and adaptability to the environment. People are running on low reserves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've certainly been noticing that as well in a number of different areas. Well, one of the things that you would have to wonder is if you have some sort of, as you said, like a biologic or physiological weakness, you know, what exactly could it be that's sort of tapping into that? And that, to me, sounds like a frequency issue.
Yeah, well, that's what
on
I'm
many
most,
levels. Yeah,
that's what I'm most suspicious of, mm-hmm. and it is very readily observed that those of us who have access to frequency generators that protect us from aberrant energy fields and develop a strong energy field around ourselves, along with, of course, being sensible about diet and whatnot, are enjoying far better protection from what's going on than those who don't. Be that as it may, we all have to be pretty diligent to avoid slipping into a sickness cycle. You just feel the pressure of something trying to make you get sick,
yeah,
just about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be getting lots of fresh air. You need to be absolutely fastidiously avoiding junk. Anything that's out of a box, bottle, or can you can consider to be non-food in the extreme right now. If it just got dragged out of a microwave oven glowing in the dark, you don't need that either.
That's always a good policy.
And, you know, if you're not prepared to be very particular about what you feed yourself at the moment, you're at great risk of at any moment coming down. Well, that's another thing that's very marked about this is the rapidity with which a person weakens.
Yes.
You get very little warning, and the next thing, within less than, you know, 6 or 8 hours, you're down for the count with some kind of flu-like symptoms. Perfect avenue, of course, if they could get this happening on a larger scale, you know, a few thousand people around the various states all of a sudden like this,
mm-hmm.
And call it, you know, swine flu, bird flu, mm-hmm. pelican flu, or some such thing. You know, we could have quite a thing going on for the drug companies.
See, and I think that's such a brilliant insight and such an important thing to consider right now where we are, because here's a situation where we've got a deadly flu sweeping Europe right now. We've got a variety of different sort of quote-unquote mystery illnesses coming up here. If they can use HARP and a variety of other things, certainly the chemtrails, which can, you know, either intensify it or help focus it or just cause their own myriad of health situations, if you can depress the immune system enough to make people susceptible to lighter weight things, such as just a cold in general, or to reactivate
a weakness.
Or else
you take the lid off something really nasty, right?
Yeah.
And you've worn everybody.
Absolutely. And that's man, you're right on point with me. I love that. Hey, hang on a second, my friend. Folks, we're going to be back with our good friend Alistair Jackson. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It's Friday at long last. So as you contemplate your weekend plans and, you know, whatever else you might be doing, maybe just resting, as I like to do, consider this, my friends, that health is a vital component to your effectiveness here on the front lines of this battle we're waging, spiritual battle and information battle, whatever you want to call it, that's exactly what it is. And you got to be in tip-top shape in order to be effective in any capacity. Can't help other people or the agenda that you might be serving if you aren't taking care of yourself. And our good friend Alistair Jackson is joining us to talk about exactly that. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, back again.
Hey. Yes, you are. Of course you are. So, yeah, when we left off, we were talking about depressing the immune system and whatnot. One of the things that I've certainly learned a lot from you, and I was talking about this a little bit yesterday with my guest, I was saying, you know, in the last year, I've changed my eating habits quite a bit, eating very, very much healthier. And I'll be honest with you, I devote that, if it's a good thing, I devote that entirely to your influence in my life. Getting to know you over the last year has certainly changed how I do a lot of things differently. And one of those things is eating. Now, I'll give you an example. I don't do the fast food thing. Now, I used to. Okay, and I also used to drink, you know, soda pop and a variety of other things. In fact, that kind of was, you know, when I was doing the mornings, that was kind of like my breakfast, I'm ashamed to say. You know, I'd grab a can of Pepsi and a sandwich, and I'd just scarf it down. Sometimes maybe leftovers, whatever the case may be. But it's interesting because as I have gotten away from that, from eating that way, I realized I didn't like it in the first place. I realized that I don't miss it at all. And I think it sounds a little bizarre, but you and I were talking about this, the film Super Size Me. Okay, where they talked about food being an actual addiction, that fast food is an addiction, and eating poorly is an addiction. And we were talking about that, you and I, about how your body just kind of is very resilient for the most part, and you can really treat it like garbage, and it'll last for a while, and you might have the appearance of being healthy, but for the most part, you're on a quick road to nowhere.
Yeah, it's a path to misery. Mm-hmm. I'm partly motivated by my own desire to avoid pain, but heavily influenced by 30 years of experience watching people reach the end of their body's limits to such neglect and abuse. And it's sad to see the anguished look on the face. The pain in the body is easy to see. The compromise to life, all of the things that we consider most enjoyable about living a human life are for the most part either highly deficient, if not gone, from being in that person's capability of actually doing and experiencing from everything from as mundane to walking comfortably, to sleeping well, to enjoying the love of another person, and to see your grandchildren growing up and all the rest of those things.
Yeah.
I actually believe there's a large portion of people who are in the grip of hopelessness and despair, and they have reached a point in their existence where they want to die, but they don't have the guts to do it that deliberately, and so
right.
they do it a mouthful at a time at their favorite addictive non-food filling up station, and they're living a miserable existence. And every mouthful they take makes them despise their life even more, and yet it creates a desire to have more. I guess it's like cigarettes or something. I mean, completely idiotic behavior that kills you the first time you ever try it, and yet you persist and eventually you become hooked on it. Well, we expose our children to these things before they even have a choice, and it's horrendous. You know, the sins of the fathers visit the children to the third generation. Well, the third generation of people who are getting these so-called fast foods, these non-food poisonous slushy things, are now getting the cancers that their grandparents got in their 60s. They're now getting them in their childhood years and early teens. The diabetes type 2 is creeping down into teenagers thoroughly now. And if you have diabetes type 2, you're far more likely to develop cancer because insulin resistance is a measure of the likelihood of cells to becoming cancerous. You know, the picture is abysmal and infuriating because it's so easy to change.
Yeah.
It's so easy to change the picture and change the outcome and to put the brakes on this madness. It's a form of self-destruction to persist in this thing for the sake of so-called convenience. There's nothing convenient about an emergency room in the middle of the night with a pancreas attack or some such thing.
Yeah, well, very well said. Time for another commercial break. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio with our special guest this evening, Alistair Jackson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. It's Friday night. Very, very exciting. Our good friend Alistair Jackson is joining us. His website is www.mederimachines.com. That's MederiMachines.com. And he's going to be expanding that, I believe. We'll let him comment on that. Into other things, different supplements and different health options for people. They'll probably be linked up through that website, but that's what's available now. If you want to give him a call, you can do so. The phone number is 479-521-6833 or toll-free 888, the number 5, Mediri, or 888-563-3374. And Alistair, you know, it's interesting, you know, because I've talked with you about this, and you, of course, are consulting with a lot of people that I know and care about all over the country, and you're available for that. But you also have people come from all over the world to visit you. And I think that's interesting because you just had a guest come and visit with you recently, and he was not from, obviously, here in America. And he had mentioned to you how surprised he was that so many people in America are overweight.
Yeah, it's...
is that more endemic here than abroad?
Yeah, yeah, very much
really?
So. Although it's getting exported. I mean, you know, we're at the stage where, you know, after a society becomes affluent, they then become decadent. And when they become decadent, they tend to self-destruct. And the evidence of it in this day and age of the metabolic destruction that is going on. The real war against the people of America is happening in their restaurants and supermarkets. And the evidence of the severe casualty list is these giant porky pigs who are tumbling around the place. And, you know, all due respect to them, because I spend a lot of time helping people get out of Lard City, but you've got to understand that it's primarily caused by toxicity combined with excessive consumption of, refined foods that tend to give nothing to the body except the opportunity to store fuel, fats and sugars. But anyway, yes, it's a shock to people who come from, leaner countries, I suppose, to arrive here and see people bulging out of their clothes, and obviously uncomfortable and unhealthy, leading a miserable existence trapped in a body that's carrying another 100 or more pounds.
Yeah, well,
it's just incredible.
You and I had spoken, I guess it was last week, I had called you, I was watching a, or maybe you called me, I don't remember, but I was watching a show. And I hardly ever watch this garbage, but I was flipping around and it was one of those, like, I don't know, like Entertainment Tonight or some garbage show like that. But they had this little girl, she was 5 years old and 200 pounds.
Yeah, well, she won't get to be 50 years old.
Oh, she might not make it to teens. I mean, this girl, she was walking out to the car. I don't know where they were going, probably McDonald's or something. And, she sat down in the car and she had to kind of roll herself into the seat. Literally, she can't walk correctly. And, she was just massively out of breath.
To me, at risk of treading on some toes, I consider that to be an extreme example of child abuse, because that child was fed the things that are evident in that child's appearance by their caregiver, parents, whoever. You know, that child didn't go to the supermarket and didn't get the money to go and buy the junk food and everything like that. That child is suffering from the addiction of its parents. And that's the thing. You know, we talk about passive smokers. There's a whole bunch of passive eaters, the children who have no choice, who are being raised on glue. You know, macaroni and cheese is considered to be their idea of a square meal, and then a trip down to some takeout place to get a mystery meat hot dog on a stick splattered all over with genetically engineered corn and dipped into some Miracle Whip devil food thing. And then the parents turn around and say, why does my child have diabetes and why is it obese? You know, somebody should do something about this. Honey, somebody should put handcuffs on you and not let you go near a supermarket because you are doing it.
You know what? The sad thing is you're probably, have a lot of people listening out there who are just nodding their head and completely share your repulsion with this. And then there are probably some people out there going, man, I'm getting kind of hungry.
Well, do it to yourself, but don't do it to your children.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, not
that I believe in overly officious mummy states sort of things telling us what to do, but some people shouldn't be allowed to breed the absolutely neglectful and abusive way that they're raising these poor human beings that people like me have to try and patch up.
Yeah.
I've got a right to complain about it because I get to do a whole bunch of work on sheer ignorant abuse and a lack of common sense.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that people could honestly believe that Dr. Pepper and a Twinkie is food for a child.
Well, it is doctor.
Yeah, bad doctor.
I'm being facetious, but I know, and I know you're obviously outraged because it's just like anybody else. You know, you look at somebody who maybe is a big advocate of seatbelts. Maybe it's an EMT who had to shovel the remains of some people off the highway last night. I mean, you have to deal with this every single day, and I understand, your outrage. And I know that probably ideally you'd love to be out of business. You'd love to have everybody be so healthy that you'd have to find something else to do with yourself.
I've got plenty of other things I'd rather be
there
doing than I'm quite capable of. But,
yes.
I'm constrained by the need to stay doing what I do.
Yes.
I've tried to leave this job several times successfully, but it wasn't successful from an emotional point of view, and I find myself back at it again. I can't resist it. But what I do, implore people who are raising children to think about, of all the things that I've said, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to wake you up to the fact that you've been hypnotized by the system to believe that garbage is acceptable to put into our loved ones' bellies and expect them to have a fruitful life that they appreciate us for providing to them. It's a lie. You need to learn. You need to go back to school. You need to throw out all of the boxes, bottles, and cans out of your cupboards and forget about the cost, because the cost of keeping those things is misery and expense beyond all recognition, and hospital fees and doctor's fees and and all of the heartache that comes with it. Well, get some real living food and learn how to eat it. Don't tell me you don't like it. God programmed you to like that. Whatever's gone on since then, you've been reprogrammed by somebody quite opposite.
Yeah, and that's something that that I will say this. You know, I moved out when I was 17, so I've been on my own for a long time. And, you know, I've been in radio, you know, for 14 years. So I can say this, too, that, you know, trying to make it on a radio salary is very, very difficult. When I was doing radio in Michigan, they have a 10-cent return on aluminum cans. And don't think for one second that I wasn't, you know, pouring through the trash at the radio station in between commercial breaks, trying to grab enough cans to go and cash in and eat. I would go and I'd go to the drive through at Burger King, and they'd have 99-cent Whoppers. I'd drop, you know, $10 plus tax, and I would have food for about 3 or 4 days. I mean, that's what I did. And I looked at it and I said, well, you know, to me it wasn't a sacrifice. To me it was like, cool, I've just bought my groceries for the next couple of days, because that's, first of all, that's all I could afford. And secondly, because I thought, well, you know, there's some onions and lettuce and tomatoes on there, so obviously I'm getting all my necessary food. And then, of course, I'd hit it in the microwave before I'd eat it a couple of days later. So, you know, I would say
When you're young, you get away with that.
And that's
while.
Absolutely.
Not that well, but you do survive.
And
if it was only for a short period of time, and then you compensated and made up for it and cleaned out and built up your body again, even though there would be some lasting damage, it would be minimal. But the problem is, if you've been doing that since you were 15 and you're now 55 and you haven't stopped doing it, you are on high blood pressure medication, you have diabetes type 2, your prostate is packing up, or your uterus and ovaries have been hacked out by some surgeon a long time ago, you've got arthritis all through your body, you have headaches that you consider good ones because you grade them, you know, because you've always got some kind of a headache. Life is not worth living. And it's the consequence of never stopping doing something bad for yourself.
See, and I think that's really, that's exactly where I was going with it. I mean, I have had no detrimental health effects surface-wise. You know what I mean? I'm not overweight. I don't have diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm squared away. You know what? So for me, it didn't take a scare tactic to wake me up. It took you. It took your information. And that's what I'm saying is that, you know, I know you're saying, well, I'm not trying to step on any toes. No, this is information that people need to have. And that's why, you know, you've been so vital to me and to my family and to everybody that's known you. This is stuff that I just never heard before. But as I've gotten away from all that crap, I find many, many improvements in my overall health. And again, at the time, I didn't think I needed it because, again, I don't look like I need it. You know what I mean? I don't have some bulging liver sticking out or anything like that. But what I'm getting at here, my friend, is this. And I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, what are the seven deadly sins to you? And I said, well, they're addictions. You know, there's stuff that you put above God. You know what I mean? And that's the thing, is a lot of people might say, well, you know, hey, I you know, I'm not a glutton, but you know, I like my food and I like my fast food and things like that. The problem is your body has put that above everything else, and that's why you crave it, that's why you need it, that's why you can't resist. I can drive down the street and pass every fast food place in this town and not even look at it twice because I don't want it anymore. It just I've eaten from the good table, you know what I mean? I ain't going to go back to the scraps. But see, this is the point, and this is why, like I said, it's so important that we have you to talk about these things with people. And I guess, let's say, for example, somebody would call you up, and they say, listen, Alistair, heard you on the show. Where do I start? I don't know anything about this stuff. Now, you can tell people to go and eat better, but that's not necessarily That's not the detail they need. And I'll be honest with you. You could tell people, for example, you know, go eat some salad. Well, then they go and they buy, you know, the iceberg lettuce and they buy the radiated tomatoes. Right. You know what I mean?
So in a nutshell, I mean, everybody's an individual and they've got different areas of receptivity and areas of resistance. And I suppose the skillful person talking to another person listens for those clues as to what type of resistances and acceptances they've got. And nevertheless, you're going to say to that person who has no idea, well, if you want to really, really do this the best way possible, for a while, you'll live a life where you eat nothing that comes out of a box, bottle, or can.
Yeah.
You'll assemble your meals completely from stuff you had to gather, be that at a supermarket or something like that. But it didn't get pre-done for you in any way, shape, or form. You have to discover how to eat that way. And then when it comes to a salad, you say to them, it has to contain every color of every vegetable that you can think of. And you have to go in and look at the produce section and see that there are squash and zucchini and and cabbages and cauliflowers and red things and yellow things and green things and shades of green. And you have to make a salad that incorporates all of those colors and shapes of vegetables. You can imagine all of the ones that you can possibly see yourself eating raw in some way, shape, or form, chopped up, diced up, shredded, etc., with your own homemade oil and vinegar dressing, and you've made a good start towards a real meal experience. From there on, there's a lot more to learn, but it's not complicated stuff. It's right in front of your eyes. The information is overwhelmingly in existence with the internet. Cookbooks and recipe things going all the way back to my, you know, days of awakening as a young hippie in the 1960s and 70s. You know, this is not new information. It's astounding to me that the generation that I am of, who fathered these people who just don't know, didn't teach them anything. We dropped the hippie thing, which disappointed me in no small amount, and became executives and people chasing their tails and the me generation. Let our kids raise themselves in front of a television set and a game machine, and they recognize food and foraging for it as deciding which route to take to which chain of restaurants, you know, to go and have some microwaved and obliterated stuff to stick in your mouth.
That's true.
And listen to the endless complaining about the kids being sick and things like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right on point. And
somebody
I think
should come up with a vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad, you brought that up.
I hear in Texas now that they make you get a vaccine if you're a girl at high school now.
Yeah.
That isn't that nice of the government to do that for them?
I've got that and a couple of stories about that right here. Let me throw some detail at maybe
stuff,
yeah.
Frank.
There are people out there maybe have not heard this. February 2nd, 2007, Associated Press. Governor Rick Perry ordered Friday that schoolgirls in Texas must be vaccinated against the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer, making Texas the first state to require the shots. The girls will have to get the Merck and Company's new vaccine against strains of the human papillomavirus, or HPV, that are responsible for most cases of cervical cancer. Merck is bankrolling the efforts to pass laws in state legislators across the country mandating its Gardasil vaccine for girls as young as 11 or 12. It doubled its lobbying budget in Texas and has funneled money through Women in Government, an advocacy group made up of female state legislators around the country. Details of the order were not immediately available, but the governor's office confirmed to the AP that he was signing the order and would comment Friday afternoon. Perry has several ties to Merck and Women in Government. One of the drug company's three lobbyists in Texas is Mike Toomey, his former chief of staff. His current chief of staff's mother-in-law, Texas Republican State Rep Diane White DeLisi, is a state director for Women in Government. Toomey is expected to be able to woo conservative legislators concerned about the requirement stepping on parents' rights and about signaling tacit approval of sexual activity to young girls. DeLisi is head of the House Public Health Committee, which likely would have considered legislation filed by a Democratic member, also would have helped ease conservative opposition. Perry received $6,000 from Merck's Political Action Committee during his reelection campaign. Perry has said the cervical cancer vaccine...
a couple of zeros there, Frank.
Yeah, I'm just going with the story.
Yeah.
Perry said the cervical cancer vaccine is no different from the one that protects children against polio. He said, if there are diseases in our society that are going to cost us large amounts of money, it just makes good economic sense, not to mention the health and well-being of these individuals, to have these vaccines available, end quote. Texas allows parents to opt out of inoculations by filing an affidavit stating he or she objects to the vaccine for religious or philosophical reasons. Even with such provisions, however, conservative groups say mandates take away parents' right to the primacy, to be the primary medical decision maker for their children. The federal government approved Gardasil in June, and a government advisory panel has recommended all girls get the shots at 11 and 12 before they are likely to be sexually active. The New Jersey-based company could generate billions in sales if Gardasil, at $360 a shot for three-shot regimen, were made mandatory across the country. Most insurance companies will cover the vaccine. Merck spokeswoman Janet Skidmore would not say how much the company is spending on lobbies or how much it donated to women in government. And it goes on and on and on. But there you got it, folks. Coming to an America near you. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. And everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of our first hour already here, Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour, by the way, is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only Arkansas can offer you. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And our good friend Alistair Jackson on the phone. Alistair, you live in Arkansas too, man. We should go over there and do some fishing and and shooting and all those country stuff.
Yeah, hold me back.
Well,
I would love to. I have not yet explored enough of this state. Every time I go in a new direction, it's still very, very interesting.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of stuff going on. So I was just talking with a caller off the air who didn't want to come on the air to tell me that in Texas, apparently, Governor Perry has taken a beating from everyone in his own party and in the other party.
No, here's the old saying, follow the money. God, how blatant can you get? I mean, just because the president's from it doesn't mean every politician can act like an idiot.
Yes. He does set a precedent, doesn't he? Well, this is interesting because I want your take on vaccinations because I know you feel strongly about them. Now, what they're saying here is that if you get vaccinated, then you won't get cervical cancer. And if you listen to the commercial, and they've been running them non-stop on television, it's been amazing how many I've seen. And they're very well produced, very slick. But the gist of it is they said it may prevent cervical cancer. Now, that indicates to me that they have no knowledge, first of all, A, what causes cancer, B, what causes cervical cancer specifically, and C, if they don't know that, then they can't have a vaccine that does anything. The idea is this is an illusion.
Well, it gets back to the simple facts of the basics of life. Where, you know, skip back, many days before the eventuality of something like cancer, and let's sort of work out what makes perfect sense for a good, healthy life, and it all revolves around the principles of hygiene. And whilst I'm including, washing your hands and keeping clean, hygiene goes a lot further than that. Hygiene is good, healthy food for the body that helps it to run clean. Hygiene is good mental attitude with positive thoughts and ideas and contributing to your immediate society for its betterment. Hygiene means a lot more than most people first think of as the word is said. And the simple and plain fact is that in the last 200 years or so of this human existence, in any place where health has improved in any society, it has had very little to do with pharmacology, almost nothing to do with vaccines, and just about everything to do with an improvement in hygiene standards. You know, and this is, I'm not discounting the need for emergency medicine for various reasons. You need that sort of thing if a Mack truck runs you over or something horrendous takes place. But to prevent cervical cancer from papilloma virus, one suggestion might be for 12-year-old girls not to have sex just yet. That'd be just a simple suggestion here. Keep your daughters from being likely to go after that sort of activity that young. It's not a good idea. Multiple sexual partners are transferring all kinds of viruses around the place, and this is where you can have some of your irritating factors. But simply, don't feed your daughter, Pepsi and Twinkies and macaroni and cheese and let her get away with saying she won't eat her vegetables for about 15 or 20 years and let her have an unrestrained life. Don't advise her that that's destructive and shows a lack of self-respect. And then wonder why the blessed vaccine didn't work.